Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And now here is Stephen Stone.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Welcome to Straight Talk for this Thursday, first day of June already, and that kind of dovetails nicely as we're really getting into summer now, kicking it off, coming off the Memorial Day weekend and such. But our topic today will give you that summertime state of mind. Straight Talk brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. By Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And by Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more by going online to PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Our guest today, Rock Hill Police Officer Chris Nelson and Lieutenant Tim Ayers. And no, I haven't done anything wrong. This is a more pleasant subject, but these are great guys. Sir Nelson and I, we've met in the past, and of course, it's been a while since I've seen you, Lieutenant Ayers. But our subject today is a great one, the Worthy Boys and Girls Camps. But before we unpack that, let's let our first-time listeners, and we get them all the time now, know who you guys are, whoever wants to go first.
As you said, I'm Lieutenant Tim Ayers, Rock Hill Police Department, from Rock Hill, and been with the Rock Hill Police Department for 29 years now, and over the Youth Services Unit, so I supervise the school resource officers, and then during the summer I run the Worthy Boys and Girls Camp.
All right.
And I'm Chris Nelson. I've been with the Rock Hill PD for the last 13 years. I've been the Youth Services Officer for the last six, and in charge of the camp. My job in the summertime is camp director. We do all the activities for the kids. The Worthy Boys and Girls Camp started in 1950. We have about 160 kids come through camp through the 5 weeks that we do the camp during the summertime. Each week is about 32 kids a week, and we alternate. The first week will be boy week. The second week will be girls week, and we just alternate back and forth.
All right. Now, how long is the camp open for? I mean, I'm assuming that we're open for business now. Is that right?
So, yeah, our first day will be actually this coming Monday. So
okay.
We're getting everything ready to go. We will be ready. But, yeah, June 5th is the start of the first boy week.
Okay.
Now, as Chris is saying, we're getting things ready. We just turned the water back on in the bathhouse today and had five busted water lines from that vicious winter we had back in December.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're scrambling, getting things together, but putting everything together, have it ready to go Monday morning for the 5 weeks. We'll go 4 weeks in a row. We'll take July 4th week off and finish out the week after July.
Now, I had the pleasure and privilege to visit the camp many years ago when I was here the first time. I think it was back around 2003, 2004 that I came there and saw it. I was there for a dinner, and, you know, the media was invited, of course. We were in a building there had a wall full of signatures, and it literally read like a who's who of Rock Hill Society.
Right.
It was signed by children at the time. I remember David Angel, you know, his signature on the wall, and, you know, he was a kid, and the guy there said, yeah, he was a kid when he did this, it was like 10 or 11 or whatever it was. And I just thought, and as you look around, you just see a who's who, literally, of Rock Hill
right.
and New York
yeah.
County. On this wall. The wall's still there, right?
Yes, we still have it. Mo Bell, Chris Watts, Chief of Police, mm-hmm. Judge Guyton, all these folks had some kind of way either attending or counselors at the camp, and the history is there, and that's why we like that wall. Like you said, those walls inside the Optimist Club is something that's a treasure to us as well.
Indeed. Now, let's talk a little bit about how folks can get involved with Worthy Boys and Girls Camp, whether it be contributions, because it doesn't run itself, obviously, and, you know, somebody has to pay to keep the lights on and
correct.
Such.
Correct, yeah. So we have a Facebook page, Worthy Boys and Girls Camp. Every summer we try to get as many photographs and images and videos out there to show what the camp's about. It's changed from, you know, from the 50s to the current date. I mean, it's just involved into a great camp. It's free. 100% donations is what we get. That's how we operate. But we do have a Facebook page, and we also have a city page that if you just type in Worthy Boys, it'll go straight to that page. It has basically our mission statement and basically what the camp's about, how long it's been around, how you can get your kids involved, has the application for the campers to fill out, and we actually again, you know, 160 kids through the summer. That's how we're. That's our goal, is to have 160 kids come through our camp. So
I don't think that's a hard goal to meet. I would think.
No, we're actually full right now. So
I was going to say
that's a good thing.
That's a great thing indeed.
Yeah.
Because most of the time in the summer, it is not uncommon to hear a kid say, "I'm bored."
Right.
Well, here's an answer to that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about the camp is. You know, the digital footprint that all of our children have to rely on now, that's gone when they come to camp. They don't bring their phones. They don't bring any of that stuff. And it's outdoor activity. They're just going to summer camp. And this, the whole purpose of the camp was to provide that for the 9 to 12-year-olds in York County that wouldn't have a chance to go to camp. Mom and Dad can't afford to pay $1,000 to go to a neighboring camp we have here in town or some of the other ones.
Right.
You know, it's very expensive. We estimated our cost per child a couple of years ago was at $250 per child every week to run the camp and all. So, as he was saying, donations, the camp runs 100% off of donations. It is a registered 501c3. We ask anybody to go online through the Secretary of State's office, check our records. Every dime that comes in there goes back into the camp in some kind of way. There are no salaries and those type of things that people are making as executive director and those. It's 100% of it goes to some kind of program, whether it's maintenance on the building, the food, the power, or the actual programs that we put on for the kids.
So, and because you are a 501c3, that means any donation that's made is tax deductible.
That is
correct.
So, you know, if you're sitting out there and you're thinking about writing a check, go ahead and do it, because when tax time comes, that's a nice little deduction to take off the taxes.
Right.
That is correct. When they can make a check out to Worthy Boys and Girls Camp, email or mail it to the city of Rock Hill with the attention Worthy Boys and Girls Camp, and we get through that. We don't have a digital, any kind of Venmo or anything of that nature. Just for our records keeping and to guarantee that everything's always on the up and up, we run all the money through the city. Chief Financial Officer for the city, you know, make sure that all that is handled correctly and all. So we make sure all donations go through that way. And so we'd appreciate anybody that would like to help.
How did you get involved with it? I mean, it's not enough that you're a public servant, okay? And again, thank you both and the other men and women for their service and protecting us day after day that is easy to overlook and take for granted. But how do you know? I mean, this has got to be kind of like a therapy, I would think, compared to the usual pace of your jobs, you know, through the week.
I can speak for myself. So, I mean, I've been in law enforcement for 23 years, but I've been here at Rock Hill for 13. The majority of my career was working the road, working patrol.
Right.
The light switch came on for me when I started having my own kids. I've got three myself. And once I started, actually Lieutenant Ayers, just right before he came on board, I started thinking that what could I do for the community to kind of reach out to the kids. And we have, obviously, with the youth services, we have the school resource officers. My mentality for the resource officer was I always thought it was the guys that were getting ready to retire. That's not the case, especially not here in Rock Hill. We have a lot of guys that are younger, a lot of guys that are tactful. You know, we have one of our guys is on SWAT. I mean, we have guys that are ready to protect our kids. So when a position came open, I decided that I wanted to go be a school resource officer. And within that unit, you have the camp. So every summer, you know, we're in the schools during the school year, but during the summer, we're working the camp. So we've been doing it for years. I mean, the camp's been around since 1950. It's always been free. We've reached a lot of people. Like LT said, the chief of police went through it. It just shows how tight-knit this community is to make sure that the kids are taken care of and they have a place that they can go. You know, like LT said, not spending $1,000 during the summer to go to camp. Why not come to Rock Hill and go to a camp that's run by law enforcement? It's 100% free, and it's a 501c3. So
now the camp is open from when to when?
Monday through Friday. Next week, June 5th, I want to say.
June 5th.
So we'll have Monday through Friday. Those kids will come for that one week. The next week will be a girls' week. Then boys' week's next week. The next week will be a girls' week, and it'll be the same thing Monday through Friday. So we'll have the 4 weeks there in June, leading up to July 4th week. We will not be open during July 4th, and then we'll have our final week of boys the week after July 4th. So, and that was one of the biggest things when this camp was started, was to bring the police officers and the kids together. Mm-hmm. So police officers all volunteer their time to come and serve as a counselor. It's an overnight camp, and a police officer sleeps in the cabin with eight kids in each cabin, and he gets to know them. He builds a bond with these kids. I served as a counselor when I first started back in 94, 95, you know, and I've got adults now that have kids that have come through the camp and maybe getting towards the point of grandkids getting ready to come through, and they'll run into me on the street. Hey, you were my counselor at camp.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to build. They see a police officer outside of a uniform. So many times it's a negative encounter when they do see the police.
Right.
They come into a domestic situation, a car crash, there's an emergency, there's trauma, and all. Now it's a fun time, and you're seeing a police officer out here playing kickball with you, fishing with you, you know, just whatever it might be. And it's truly a way for us to show the kids in the community, hey, police aren't all bad.
No.
It's not a bad guy. We're here building that bond with them and actually letting them see they can reach out and talk to the police and be a friend with us, and we can be a regular person.
Yeah. That's impressive because you mentioned Chief Watts, who went there as a kid, grew up to become a policeman, and now is the chief of the police.
Yes.
That's quite a success story there just for the camp itself.
Yeah.
It is. And we've got some officers that actually went to the camp. They were junior counselors during the camp.
Counselors.
Then they came back as a counselor once they became a police officer. So, and they're like, man, I've always wanted to keep coming back here, you know. So. Yeah. It's great to have those bonds that are built.
And because of the length of time, it's become generational now. I mean, you know, you have father, son, mother, daughters, grandchildren, et cetera, et cetera. It's amazing. Now, there is never a week that you don't have openings or anything. In other words, I mean, you're packed. They're signed up, and you've got 160 this week and then 160 the following and on and on and on.
Well, it's 32 kids each week, so
okay.
a total of 160. I don't know where we'd sleep 160 every night.
Well, okay, I wasn't sure, yeah.
Yeah, 32 kids a week.
32 kids per week. And we usually have junior counselors also that are high school kids that are building their community service stuff for college and all, and they get to come out and help out. Most of them went to the camp, too. They want to come back and all. But being able to do that and seeing how those kids move through the program and then come back later on is always good. But you do hear so many of them say, yeah, my mom and dad said they went here when they were kids and all. So.
And it's the history that makes it fill up so quick. You know, it's a sought-after camp that we feel that we do a great job. All the guys that we have, you know, 10 SROs, myself, Lieutenant Ayers, and Sergeant Louder, who's on board now. But we all of us as a group get that camp ready for the summer. And I feel like we knock it out the park all the time. We have a lot of programs that we do during the summertime. We do kayaking, so the city's real big on community service and doing a lot of activities outside, you know. No playing on the PlayStation or on the phone. So the city's trying to build programs for PRT of, like, getting out there on the river, you know, getting out there on the kayaks. So we tried to, several years ago, implemented a kayak program, kind of like a water safety program. We've got a five-acre lake out there at the campsite. And so instead of them swimming, we decided to do the kayaks. So actually myself and Lieutenant Ayers, 5-6 years ago, it's been a while, went up to Tennessee and picked up 22 kayaks and brought them back. And so we've been doing that program ever since. You get kids that are never stepped foot in the lake before, scared to get in.
Sure.
So you put that life jacket on, you let them swim for a little bit, get acclimated with the vests, and next thing you know, you get them in a kayak, and they're just having a great time. They never would have done it if they didn't come to camp. So we try to do those type of programs so when they go out to the river with their parents and be like, hey, you know, I did this in camp. Why couldn't we get a kayak and go out on the you know, Catawba? We also do firearm safety. We, about 4 years ago, started doing Eddie Eagle through the NRA program, and it's basically firearm safety. Talked about one of our officers being on SWAT. Myself and this other officer were both firearm instructors for the police department. So that was a big thing on me that I wanted to teach these kids how to safely manipulate the firearms that we have at the camp. Granted, they're 22s, but we have a pistol and a rifle that we teach these kids how to safely use the weapon. Don't teach them how to be good shots, but just safely use
it. No, but also have a respect for the weapon as
correct,
well. Yeah,
correct. So we have a big push program for, firearm safety, not only just at the camp, but in the community. Obviously, if you see a gun, don't touch a gun. Get an adult type
right.
deal. So we go through that program pretty good. We just implemented skeet shooting at the camp as well, probably about 2 or 3 years ago. Kids have a blast with that. We got the 410s, 22s, 12-gauge. These little kids coming up there, 9, 10 years old, holding a 12-gauge, and they're actually hitting the target sometimes. It was pretty cool. We also do bike safety. We went out and got a grant through, through the city and a bunch of other different organizations.
Dixieland Cruisers. Several other groups.
Put the grant program together and bought
40
Trek mountain bikes. And so, we take them on a trail that we've got out in the 50 acres that we've got. Kids have a blast. Some kids never rode a bike before. We've had several stories where at least once or twice a year we'll have a kid who doesn't know how to ride a bike when he gets to camp, and when he's done, he's actually riding the bike by himself. So,
what you're describing here, Chris, sounds dangerously close to exercise.
good
old-fashioned exercise. Yeah. Well, even when we were that age, these were the things we did. We rode bikes. We swam.
The street lights come on, and then you come home. You aren't allowed in the house.
That's right.
The come
that's
on.
Right. That's exactly right. Boy, do I remember that. That brings back a memory.
And we've got other programs, too, that we do. We'll utilize the YMCA. They allow us to go and swim because, obviously, the summer months gets real hot.
And they're the ones with the pool, so why not?
So we're doing that. Strikers allows us to go on Fridays to bowl right before we drop them back off with the parents, which is kids get a kick out of it because they're finally back in the AC. it's a great time. I know it's full now, but if anybody's out there listening, next year, applications open April 1st, and that's when we start grabbing them in, and before you know it, we're full.
So. All right, how are they getting the application? Are they going online for the application?
Yeah, go to the City of Rock Hill website, go over to the police department, click on the police department, and then down on the left-hand side, it says Worthy Boys and Girls Camp, and then it's got camper criteria. And basically it's an application, a copy of your birth certificate to prove the age of 9 to 12. You live in York County. That's pretty much it. You send that back in or drop it off at the police department, and we get it there. Like you said, we're kind of full right now. We do have cancellations last minute, and we have, backups that are in line, but, there might be an opening here or there that comes up.
No, things happen.
We call that. We'll immediately get on the phone. Hey, we're not going to make it. We get on the phone, try and find somebody else. Fill that spot. We want to make sure the camp's full.
That obviously is not too hard to do.
No.
I didn't think so. We're going to take our mid-program break right now. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our guests this afternoon are Rock Hill Police Officer Chris Nelson and Lieutenant Tim Ayers here from the Worthy Boys and Girls Camp. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, right across from Winthrop University, home of the best substance salads made on God's green earth. And the magical way they do it, boys and girls, is
slice, slice, slice,
garden, garden, garden. Back after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board. It's on your phone.
This is Charlie Ruffalo.
Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies. And we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Investing can be like a puzzle. There are so many pieces to consider, and it can be hard to know where to start. But with the right guidance, you can put the pieces together to create a winning strategy. That's where Founders Investment Services comes in. Our team of financial advisors can help you navigate the complexities of investing and create a personalized plan that fits your goals and risk tolerance. We'll work with you to identify the pieces of your puzzle and how they fit into your financial future. Call 866-739-7064 or visit foundersfcuinvestments.com to learn more about how we can help you take the first step towards reaching your financial goals. Securities offered through LPL Financial.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board, it's on your phone. Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
All right. We just had the most interesting commercial break while we were away here. We got a visit from our dear friend Rose from Empire Pizza. And, of course, we're joined this afternoon by Chris Miller's here dining. He'll be doing autographs later on, I understand. Rock Hill Police Officer Chris Nelson is with us. And Lieutenant Tim Ayers, of course, with the Worthy Boys and Girls Camp. And, Lieutenant, I wanted to come to you in this final segment we have about the future plans of Worthy Boys and Girls. You've got some big ones.
Yeah, we do. About 13 years ago, there was a group of longtime committed donors and all, and some ideas came together about building the rec center. And the original plan was a little small building. It was about 1,200 square foot and all, just a place to go inside. Some days it gets 100 degrees out there, and it's, you know, we have trees and all that on the 50 acres we have and all, but a lot of the activity areas is just directly in the sun, so it's so hot. And then other days when the rain coming and you have nothing else to do. So we decided that the best thing to do would be to build a gymnasium-style building, large enough gymnasium. They could play basketball, whatever activities. The NAS archery system that we use, we'd be able to do that indoors, all those type things. Excuse me. So they started, and they started a building fund, and we have the Worthy Boys and Girls, or the Rock Hill Police Department charity ball every year, which is a big fundraiser.
Sure.
And basically that's where all the money is, the largest chunk of money that comes each year to run the camp for a year. But over the last few years, we've really been able to increase the donations, the great support from the community that's come in, and we've been able to really surpass what we did. So we've been able to put a lot of money into a building fund. And we've, through some of our other partners, air conditioner systems out there were just terrible. We had three windy units in every cabin, four in the chapel. You couldn't hear anything that was going on when we were having devotions and all in the chapel. And Jason Weitzel of Comfort Zone in the Carolinas comes in. He puts in Mitsubishi split units in all the cabins. He puts them in the chapel, reduces our energy costs, and all it's just energy efficient. It's so great. And then me and Jason are talking one day, and he said, well, let me call Bar Construction. So Bar Construction comes on as a GC for us now on this building project we have. And I have never been involved. Hey, I built a storage building out back with my dad.
Right.
But I've never been involved in a project like this. Yeah. There is so much red tape and hoops to jump through and everything else. So I find out all about this. So I've got bar construction, vignette, architectural design has come on. They're helping us. And then at the charity ball, Charlotte Mechanical, they said, hey, we'll take care of all your plumbing needs. We're like, wow. Jason comes in, I'm taking care of all your AC units and all your heating and air. And it's like, great. Then we find out, well, you got to do grading. We need somebody to do grading. We got this building went from a $200,000-$300,000 project. It's going to be about $600,000.
Wow.
So it's like trying to find partners and contractors that will step in and help us. That's one of the biggest things we're looking for now. We can financially purchase the building. I just got hit with a soil test and all that the other day. John Gass has done all of our civil engineering for us. And we had to do a soil impact test and all that. $6,000, you know, just
for
drill some holes and testing the land.
For a couple holes.
and a survey in a little area right around where the building's going to be, $1,500. You know, it's like these things that are just adding up to us. So we're looking for those community partners. The electrical, you know, that's going to be close to $60,000 or more for electrical company to provide the services and labor and those type of things. So that's our big thing now is anybody that's out there that's able to help us, donations of those, hey, my company has this, we'll get to your costs, whatever those type of things are. So that's a lot of what we're looking for. But we're actually going to build a full-size gymnasium right there on the property. It'll give the kids a place to play inside when we have threatening weather, whether it's bad weather,
we
rain,
do have
whatever.
That quite often. I mean, yeah. Especially yes. during June. You yes. know, I work with the Kingsman Baseball Club, Joe Hudak, and
right.
you know, baseball season starts next week, and
yeah.
I'm going to wager right now over the next 4 weeks we'll see at least 7 days worth of rain that will throw yeah. schedules yeah. upside down and all the rest. And we're not even talking July and August.
You're right, and that's one of our big things. So. You know, York County Council, they're working with us, you know, because we are out, the property's out in the county, planning and zoning, they're working with us on things that we didn't realize were.
There's a guy you need to get up with right there. My state representative.
Our representative, yeah.
yeah.
Mr. Randy Ligon.
Randy helps us out every year at the charity ball. He's yeah. our auctioneer that we have. So
yeah, there you go.
He helps us out, and his staff actually run. A lot of the check-in, check-out, and all that mm-hmm. for us, too, at the event. So a lot of support from the community.
Yeah, well, and you need that. You really do because
yeah.
it's the community that's benefiting from this. In the final analysis, you know, and we're talking generations of children. I mean,
yeah.
this is not a hard sell, fellas.
No.
You know,
no,
it's really
long
not.
Time, long, yeah, a long time coming for this building. And it would be a huge help for the camp if we actually get this accomplished. So.
No, you'll get this accomplished. There's enough yeah. people out there listening, and every little bit adds up, and, you know, there's no amount too small,
right?
No,
I would think, for
does.
Something yeah. like this, an undertaking of this magnitude.
We've had people say, hey, look, I'd like to send you $20. You know what, $20?
Thank you very much.
It helps. It adds up, like you said. I mean, just like right here, Charlie Ruffalo just walked over and put the first donation down. So.
Yeah, there you go. Gentlemen, the time goes too quick.
Yeah.
Way too quick. Lieutenant Tim Ayers, Officer Chris Nelson, a pleasure to see you both again, and continued success and good luck with what you're doing.
Appreciate you.
Just for all the right reasons. And that's going to do it for our Straight Talk program today, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. We broadcast live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, right across from Winthrop University. Open 6 days a week. And, of course, the best subs and salads you'll ever find anywhere. I guarantee it. Just drop by. Don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself. They do it right before you. And the magical way they do on the count of three, one, two, three, is
slice, 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 slice.
Garden, 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 garden. I couldn't hear Chris Miller over there. I don't know. I think he was saying something.